You usually think you know exactly what you're getting when you buy a car.
Right, yeah.
You pick the color, the engine, the trim, but you
Yeah.
really don't expect the automaker to secretly swap out the beating heart of how the car drives just based on a tiny checkbox.
Definitely not.
But with the BMW X1, picking your engine silently changes your entire transmission ecosystem. So we're doing a custom deep dive into this today. We're translating all that mechanic jargon so you know exactly what you're evaluating on your next test drive.
And the clearest dividing line for this mystery, well, it really starts at the year 2023.
Okay.
If you're looking at the current generation, the U11 models from 2023 onwards, literally every single trim level uses a 7-speed dual clutch transmission.
Or a DCT, right?
Exactly, a DCT.
Okay, so let's unpack this a bit. The new ones are pretty straightforward, but rewinding to the previous generation, the F48 from 2016 to 2022, I mean, that is where it gets complicated.
Oh, absolutely. Because buying a lower output front-wheel drive model meant BMW gave you a 7-speed Getrag DCT. But if you upgraded to a higher output or an all-wheel drive xDrive model, they completely swapped the gearbox to an 8-speed Azentorque converter automatic.
Which, I mean, that raises an immediate red flag for forum readers,
Oh,
right?
for sure.
Because a lot of people just assume buying a premium BMW means getting their famous ZF 8-speed automatic.
Yeah, the one that's highly praised in the 3 series and 5 series.
Exactly. But let's squash that myth right now. No X1 in any generation ever got the ZF 8-speed.
None of them.
Right, it's always either the Azen or the Getrag. And because these are two totally different mechanical designs, they completely dictate the car's physical behavior on the road.
Yeah, so think of a torque converter like two desk fans facing each other.
Okay.
One blows air to spin the other.
Yeah.
It uses fluid to transfer power, which makes the Azen incredibly smooth at a crawl.
Like what you want in heavy city traffic.
Exactly what you want in city traffic. A DCT, on the other hand, is more like dropping the clutch on a manual. Yeah, it relies on physical plates grabbing each other. So on the highway, it shifts lightning fast.
But at low speeds, I mean, it can be a total
It
nightmare.
really can.
Like, there's this anecdote in our sources from an Italian owner with a new U11 DCT, and they experience constant hesitation merging into busy roundabouts.
Yeah.
It was basically driving them crazy.
Well, what's fascinating here is the underlying mechanics causing that hesitation. A DCT essentially has to intentionally slip its physical clutches to mimic the smoothness of a traditional automatic at low speeds.
Right, which is hard.
Right. And when you have a higher output engine, there's just a lot more torque to manage. It's much harder for the computer to feather that clutch smoothly when dealing with all that power off the line.
Oh, wait, so here's where it gets really interesting. Are you saying a more powerful premium trim model can actually feel worse pulling away from a stop sign than a base model?
Yeah, ironically, yes.
That is wild.
Yeah. Less torque is simply easier for those physical clutch plates to manage at a crawl. So a base model often feels noticeably smoother in stop-and-go traffic than the premium trim.
Wow. But because that DCT is working so hard to physically slip its clutches in traffic, I mean, it takes a massive toll on the mechanics.
Which brings us to BMW's favorite marketing phrase,
Oh boy, the lifetime fluid.
the lifetime fluid lie.
Yeah, if we connect this to the bigger picture of vehicle longevity, lifetime really just means the warranty period.
Right.
For the older Azen automatics, heat and friction break down the fluid over time. That's why owners report noticeably jerky shifts around 40,000 to 60,000 kilometers.
So you really want to do a fluid change around 50,000 to 75,000 miles?
Definitely. And for the newer U11 DCPs, the documented interval is roughly 90,000 to 135,000 kilometers.
Right. And if you have the high performance M35i, all that extra torque and heat degrades the fluid even faster. That drops the service interval down to like 60,000 to 90,000 kilometers.
Exactly. And you also need to listen really closely during a test drive.
Oh, for the rattling. Yeah. If you hear a rattling noise coming from the dash area under acceleration, pay close attention.
Because that's usually the dual mass flywheel failing to absorb the engine's vibrations.
You got it. It's a massive early warning sign of gearbox trouble.
So what does this all mean for you listening? Ultimately, the X1's reliability is actually quite solid. A major survey ranked it 8th out of 34 cars in its class.
That's pretty good.
It is. But knowing how these specific mechanics work really transforms how you evaluate the car. You aren't just checking the stereo anymore, You're feeling out the clutch engagement in a parking lot.
And I mean, the newest DCTs are incredibly smart. They literally read the GPS topography of your route just to hold gears on hills.
That is crazy.
It's a total marvel of software engineering.
But you know, as these transmissions get smarter and hyper-efficient, at what point does all that transmission software actually disconnect us from the raw, unpredictable joy of driving?
That's a great question.
It's just something for you to ponder the next time you let a computer decide how to handle a busy Italian roundabout.